fighting for gold, which took a hit last week after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said the U.S. Central Bank is on course to raise rates this year. I'm Jason Middleton, KGO 810.
This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, taking Kate's Law to Washington, D.C.
So far, about 400,000 of you have signed a petition asking for Congress to pass Kate's Law.
In a move choreographed by Fox News, Kate Steinle's family is in the nation's capital tonight preparing for an appearance before a congressional committee. KGO 810's Mike Simpson brings us up to speed.
The Steinle family will be speaking at a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The head of ICE has been invited and will answer questions on just how many cities are ignoring detainer requests for the undocumented, especially those convicted of crimes like the Pier 14 suspect Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez. This all comes before House lawmakers are expected to take up a bill that would block federal funding for so-called sanctuary cities.
There's resistance to that because it's too mean, but that's exactly what we've got to do. We've got to punch these cities in the gut. We have to hit these guys where it hurts.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of San Diego on Fox.
AIDS almost undetectable. That's what doctors are saying about an 18-year-old French teenager born with the virus. She actually started receiving treatment in the womb, even stopped it 12 years ago. Former San Francisco Public Health Director Dr. Mervyn Silverman.
And giving that four-drug cocktail so early after birth is what made the difference here.
This is the longest HIV remission, we're told, ever documented. The case was presented at the International AIDS Society Conference in Vancouver.
We've seen a number of water-dropping helicopters, fixed-wing air tankers.
State lawmakers moving quickly after another drone interfered with air tankers and helicopters during that Cajon Pass firestorm on Friday. Two bills now focus on knocking drones out of the sky and criminal penalties for those flying them. More from KGO 810's Katie Lever.
It was the fourth interference by drones in less than a month. Two of the drones forced firefighters to ground their water-dropping planes for almost a half hour.
I don't think the public understands how this impacts our pilots.
Captain Richard Cordoba says the drones can damage and even bring an aircraft down.
You know, it could have been a lot worse.
This woman lost her home in the fire.
So it costed a lot of people a lot of heartache.
Lawmakers like Senator Ted Gaines are pushing Bill 168. It makes it legal for any emergency responder to bring a drone down.
You can do that with jamming technology, the fire hose, or shoot it out of the sky.
A 30-year-old San Jose man is at the center of what is believed to be a brutal killing rampage that may ultimately make him responsible for the murders of six family members. This weekend, the mother and ex-girlfriend of Martin Martinez were found dead in Modesto, and as KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports, he was charged today with the death of a little boy last year.
Investigators say he has now also been charged with the October 2014 murder of his former girlfriend's two-year-old son, Christopher Ripley. The Modesto Bee reports Martinez had been home alone with the boy and told authorities he had been wrestling with him. The toddler died at a Madera hospital from head injuries 2 days later. Results from that death investigation were released shortly before the weekend killing.
Very limited people knew that that verbal report came out. So we do not believe that played a factor in this.
Ashley Madison, the dating website for cheating spouses, had been hit by hackers, now threatening to release information about millions of customers.
They say they're actually upset about the fact that AshleyMadison.com offers a service called Full Delete. For $15, you can delete everything on the website. And they say they don't actually delete everything on the website, and they're wanting to call out the company.
Tech correspondent Samuel Berg says in addition to exposing who's cheating, hackers claim they also have the financial information of customers.
This might be an inside job, not necessarily one of their employees, but somebody who had access to their technical information.
Ashley Madison has more than 37 million users. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start on El Cerrito. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Eastbound 80, just after you pass the Hoffman Split, you got an accident at Central Avenue blocking the second lane. They are trying to move it to the right shoulder, but traffic's so heavy it's making that a little tough. So you're jammed back to Buchanan Street. Heading into the city on southbound on the Golden Gate Bridge, you got an accident involving a semi. Well, it's finally cleared at the toll plaza. Traffic's unwinding now from midspan. Mountain View, Sunnyvale, southbound 85, an accident involving a motorcycle is on the right shoulder, but that's still crowding things up back to the Bayshore Freeway. And you've also got overflow from this on 237 westbound. Traffic's crawling from 85 back to 101. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, you probably already know this, but it was another humid day around the Bay Area today. In fact, still a slight chance of isolated showers. We had highs topping 80 along the coast, mid-90s inland. Tomorrow, not as humid. We'll drop the temperature a few degrees, highs mid-60s to upper 80s. Drier air moving in on Wednesday means a cooler Wednesday, highs in the 60s and 80s. And then on Thursday, we'll settle into that pattern right on through the weekend. Right now, around the Bay Area, the hot spot is Concord, checking in at 88 degrees. On the beach in Santa Cruz, it is 80. 77 in Oakland, 83 in San Jose. We've got 67 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's freaking hot. It's freaking hot. I feel like a lobster in a boiling pot. It's friggin' hot.
Last night, yes.
It's friggin' hot.
It's freaking hot.
The world's a Weber grill, and I'm a Johnsonville brat. Yes, it's summer, and I expect to perspire, but I'm like a marshmallow melting over a friggin' campfire. It's friggin' hot. Yeah. It's friggin' hot. Every Instagram has a friggin' dashboard temperature shot. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. It's no longer global warming. This is friggin' global hot. It's like there's a demented kid with a magnifying glass, and I'm the ant running around while he's scorching my ass. It's friggin' hot.
That would be.
It's friggin' hot.
That would be me last night. Yeah.
Hotter than this Craigslist car stereo I bought. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. I must sell one of my kids to pay the AC bill I got. Like an ATL strip club booty clapping lap dance. So this is what it feels like to have habaneros in your pants. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
And I have to tell you, so when we got our pad here in, not downtown San Francisco, but on the other side of the bay. And the first thing because I am an anti-hot guy, okay, anti-heat. So, first thing I said is, where's the air conditioner?
And they laughed.
Don't worry, you don't need that. It's only a few days a year. So last night, I'm in my bed, sprawled out, 89 degrees in my room, two fans on me. I'm make it stop. And then, it's so funny because I was talking to people in the newsroom. Let me guess, Trex. So, did you go on Amazon to see how much the air conditioner was? Yes, it's $502. Did I order it? I thought, maybe I should wait till tomorrow. So I didn't. Because
you're kidding.
No. Because I was just talking to Mel in the KGO newsroom, and Mel said, well, here's the way this works is day one, you think about it. Day two, if it's still 86 or 87 degrees in your bedroom, you're going to think even harder about it. And then day three, you'll order it. And then day four or five, when it gets there, it'll be back down to 65 degrees.
It'll get hot again. It's hot where you live. I'm not kidding.
It's freaking hot. Daddy can't sleep when it's 87 degrees. That just doesn't work. Okay, a few random things for Monday. The guy who invented Vaseline, that's right, he ate a spoonful of it every day, and he lived to be 92. Yeah.
He would have lived to 105, but no matter.
He was well lubricated inside and out. Hey, but it's petroleum jelly. It's an oil byproduct.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Trans fats.
You would think. Jimmy Carter has now lived longer after leaving office than any other president. He's been more than 12,500 days and counting since he left his presidency and it ended. Herbert Hoover had the second longest retirement at 11,553 days. So good for Jimmy Carter.
Yay.
Yeah. The first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survived died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel and got an infection.
Shut up. That's awesome.
How's that happen?
I love it.
Halle Berry is named after a department store. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and her mom loved a famous department store there called Halle's. Amy Schumer is cousins with Senator Chuck Schumer from New York.
Did you know that? I never even considered the fact that they have the same last name.
I know.
They're just so different. I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, I saw Trainwreck last night. It's awesome.
With Amy?
We laughed and laughed and laughed. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't do too bad. It was number three over the weekend.
Well, up against Ant-Man was tough stuff.
Right.
Wait, so number three.
Ant-Man was number one.
Who was in the middle? Some kid movie.
Oh, it's still the big movie. What is it?
Minions?
Oh, Minions.
Oh, damn it.
Well, that's because of the kids. Edwin Binney, the guy who created Crayola crayons, was secretly colorblind. And if you remember when I do these random facts, I just told you a couple weeks ago that the smell from Crayola crayons comes from beef fat.
I remember
that. Yeah, it's made out of beef fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need an ophthalmologist or something like that on the air because how do you invent color crayons if you're colorblind?
He worked around it. I guess he got the beef fat thing together. Then he started asking somebody who wasn't colorblind what color this is.
He had to have had some help. There's no way he did that on his own.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to the Donald Trump freak show. And then, you know, and this totally got... This freak show of Donald Trump's over the weekend just sidebarred everything. I mean, everything was just blindsided. It was like a dam breaking, okay? With him running his mouth.
Right, and it was only a matter of time.
Oh, my God. Talk about hitting the third rail. Jeez, just put your tongue on it, dude. Okay, but then there was the Bernie Sanders. And he didn't really start it, but they had a blogger. I guess this was a get-together. This was, where was this? I don't know. It was a bloggers convention for the Democratic candidates. And, of course, Hillary didn't show up. But by the way, I didn't know that Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley was running. I guess I did, but I guess I forgot. Because when I saw the video, I'm thinking, who is that man?
Right.
Yeah.
Who's that white guy?
Oh, that's the guy from Maryland who's running for, the presidential bid, trying to get the nominee for the Democratic Party. Anyway, so Bernie Sanders showed up, and this was the sideshow to, you know, Donald Trump hitting the third rail. And they sat down there, and they're having a conference, and this guy, Martin O'Malley, said something about this discussion of this week in blackness, and they were taking questions and interviews online, and somebody said something about Black Lives Matter, and he says, well, all lives matter. White lives matter,
Lives
matter. Well, and then people went crazy, but then Bernie Sanders came out, and by the way, this guy apologized.
Oh, I thought they were going crazy before that.
Well, there was an agenda. It was an agenda.
I thought the whole thing was disruptive. But maybe
it got that way, yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, God.
It turned into pure chaos.
The CNN report I saw made it look like the whole thing was chaos beginning to end.
I think it was.
And it was amazing that not only could the moderator not moderate and get a word in edgewise, the candidates couldn't really speak. And you're like,
it was
how is this helping anyone?
Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. It's not.
If you have an agenda
and
you want answers from people, let them talk.
Yeah. So then Bernie Sanders came out and he tried to calm everybody down and they started going nuts about what Martin O'Malley's saying. So he wanted him to stand up there and say Black Lives Matter, which he did. And then, you know, Bernie Sanders has been a civil rights activist for the last 50 years of his life.
Yeah.
And I guess half the people there didn't get that part. And so
I feel like,
so
yeah, Bernie, it was millennials who had no idea what this guy's history really was. And it was just so chaotic. And you're like, what are you doing?
Yes, what are you doing?
He's your man.
You should be at the Republican, you know, get-togethers screaming these things.
Thank you.
These guys are on your side. They're on everybody's side.
Okay, right.
So
and then,
it was just nuts. And then Bernie Sanders stood up and said, you know what? If you don't want me here, I'm leaving. And the moderator, who you said was horrible.
We have that audio.
Yeah, well, I want to get into that after
we do
the Trumpy dance.
Okay.
My God. We'll start with that. And then AshleyMadison.com. Life's too short, have an affair. It's probably Ashley mad as hell today if you were one of those people who signed up. Do you think you might be a little nervous? Yeah. Okay. Is your soulmate a continent away? International dating. It's a thing, and we're going to talk about it. Coming up on the Drex Radio Show, but first, let's check in with Lee Graham. How's the traffic situation out there in all that heat, Lee?
Improving slowly but surely, Drex. We'll start on the Altamont Pass. This look at traffic's brought to you by FlexAlert.org. 580 eastbound, you had an accident between North Flint and Grant Line Road, like right in the middle. It's now on the right shoulder and clearing. Traffic is mostly just sluggish back to just before North Flynn. El Cerrito, eastbound 80 at Central Avenue, still trying to clear an accident there, blocking the second lane. One of the people involved seems to refuse to move their vehicle. And otherwise, traffic is heavy, and that's what's making this tough. So you're jammed almost back to Gilman now. Mountain View, Sunnyvale, southbound 85, still an accident there involving a motorcycle. It's been on the right shoulder for quite a while, but traffic's still jammed up back to the Bayshore Freeway, and you still have that overflow on 237 westbound, where traffic's crawling from 85 back to 101. Oh, and Lafayette, I wanted to mention this to you, just something to watch out for. 24 eastbound at Pleasant Hill Road, deer are grazing in the center divider. Let's hear it for hands. Highly skilled, they can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a Flex Alert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at FlexAlert.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shaq talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Many investors who think a sound retirement plan is simply focusing on investment returns ignore other areas that can have a significant financial impact. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of KGO's Money Matters, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we've worked with folks for over 20 years helping them both prepare for and transition into retirement. I've seen many people make well-informed decisions, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of individuals focus only on investments for their retirement while ignoring the other areas of their financial life. Areas such as whether to use a Roth IRA or not, how to best take retirement income while keeping taxes low, when to start Social Security, strategies to pay off the home, and much more. Hansen McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and expertise to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. So contact Hanson McLean Advisors today to see how our unique approach can benefit you. Call 888-2-HANSON or visit moneymatters.com.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the presidential style that you're used to. My hair's funny, but you're made of money.
I'm getting a lot of use out of this.
Best on TV, let me tell you. My words may repel you, my vision for America to sell you. Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trump D, pronounced with a umpty. Illegals, oh, how I like to thump thee. And to all the other candidates, please allow me to bump thee. I build a wall,
I'd
y'all.
I'd stay away from McCain if I were you.
Stop rapists from invading our nation.
Oops,
I'm
too late
best.
For that.
Don't think you can beat me. And if you don't agree, you can open up and eat me. I'm sick with this.
Oops.
I'm just talking smack. Sometimes I sound ridiculous. My plan and execution is meticulous. And my catchphrase...
You're fired.
...is ubiquitous. I'm pushy. My eyebrows are bushy. My supermodel wife has got a nice tushy. I'm a freak. Comb my hair with a broom. I once got busy in the Trump Tower boardroom. I'm direct. Say what I think. And I think that this country is right on the brink. Now I'm just a candidate and wanting a chance. Even got my own dance.
I didn't know you could robot.
I beat China all the time.
To the Trumpy for sure.
We spent at a website.
Trump,
I hire people.
Good job.
They do a website. It costs me $3. I'm really rich. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me.
Oh, you've built one hell of a wall.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Four deferments later, and here you are. It's today.
So,
it's Monday, the day after.
The band is working on a whole new verse and chorus, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
you made
I would
more.
Think so. Yeah.
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 What rhymes with McCain? Lots of things.
Vain.
Yep.
Yes,
I'm vain. I dissed McCain. Yes, do the hump to dance.
So, you know this unless you were under a rock all weekend. John McCain said that Donald Trump had fired up the crazies during a rally in his home state of Arizona. So Trump called McCain a dummy. That's the way this weekend started. And then Saturday, he was at the 2015 Family Leadership Summit. And he said McCain wasn't a war hero.
15,000 people showed up to hear me speak, bigger than anybody. John McCain goes, oh, boy, Trump makes my life difficult. He had 15,000 crazies show up, crazies. He called them all crazy. I said, they weren't crazy. They were great Americans. These people, if you would have seen these people, I know what a crazy is. I know all about crazies. These weren't crazy. So he insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war
hero. 5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured. Okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Okay, I don't know. You know what? And then he said he was walking it back, and then he didn't, and Martha Raddatz tried to get him to do it. She gave him plenty of opportunity on the Yickety Yakko weekend, Sunday shows. She wouldn't, he just kept on going. Okay, so I beg to ask you this. Have you had enough? 808-0810. I mean, have you had enough? Look, I get the whole appeal. I had this conversation with my father before this all broke at the beginning of the weekend. My father is a huge fan, hardcore Republican. He's had enough of the BS from all the politicos who just move their mouths and say one thing and then don't do the other. They don't do anything. And my father thinks that, okay, well, this guy at least says what he means and means what he says. And then, of course, as I mentioned, he put his tongue on the third rail. Now, I wonder how my father feels about this today. I would call the East Coast, except he's in bed. It's 10:30. All right. 808-0810. At what point, by the way, my father is, he is a veteran of the Vietnam War, so he's hardcore Marine, Semper Fi. Okay, so I wonder what his thoughts are today. Have you had enough? I mean, what's it going to take? How do you insult, of all people, John McCain? Look, you know, I'm not even on their side, and I find it offensive.
Is this the nail in his coffin?
By the way, is this the nail in his coffin? 808-0810. Have you changed your mind now? Even if you're a Republican, have you changed your mind? Let's go to the phones.
It's Glenn in Oakland.
Glenn, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yeah, Drex, first of all, I'm retired military. I spent 20 years in the Air Force. So, you know, I found what he said offensive also. But that even more than that, I'm a history buff, and I watch these World War II films. Now, I'm not calling Donald Trump a Hitler, but I watch those films of how Hitler came to the German people. And I was stationed in Germany for 9 years. But his persona, and there are people out there that are extremely needy, and they listen to this kind of talk and everything, and before you knew it, Hitler was the chancellor and the Führer, and everybody was like, holy cow, how did this happen? It's because the people listen to guys like this, making all these promises about how they're going to make the country great, and they find a scapegoat and say, all of our problems are because of these people. Hitler did it with the Jews, and Trump is doing the same thing. Is that these people are what's causing our problem, and people will listen to that. People are unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Mr. McCain, Senator McCain was, he was on his 23rd bombing mission during the Vietnam War. He spent more than 5 years as a POW. As a matter of fact, he was offered early release in 1968, in part because his father was a high-ranking military official, but he refused unless his fellow prisoners were also released. So he remained captive by the North Vietnamese until 73 and undergoing daily in-and-out tortures and beatings. And if that's not a war hero, I don't know who is. And how dare Donald Trump?
Thanks for the call, and thanks for your service, Glenn.
Yes, yeah, thank you for your service.
Trump
yes,
is being very evasive about the specifics of his draft deferment during 1968, 1969, somewhere in there. Interesting. Oh, look, when you point that gun at McCain, it gets turned around back on you.
Oh, here's his deferment.
Didn't think about that, did you?
I had the student deferments like many other people had during the war or around the time of the war. I had a minor medical deferment for feet, for a bone spur on the foot, which was minor. I was then entered into the draft because if I would have gotten a different number, I could have been drafted. I was fortunate in a sense because I was not a believer in the Vietnam War. That was another war that was a disaster for this country. Lives and money, and it's disgraceful what happened with the Vietnam War. I was not a fan of the Vietnam War, but I was entered into the lottery, the draft lottery. If I would have gotten a low number, I would have been drafted. I would have proudly served. But I got a number, I think it was 356. That's right at the very end. And they didn't get, I don't believe, past even 300. So I was not chosen because of the fact that I had a very high lottery number.
Yes, you hit the lottery, and so did the Republican Party. And then, as I said, on this week, yesterday morning, you know, he could have walked it back with Martha Raddatz, who gave him many opportunities to apologize to Senator McCain. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. So now either you love him more because he doesn't backpedal, or you've had enough. 808-0810. I've got a break for the news, and then we'll be back with your calls. 808-0810. The Donald Trump Freak Show. Yes? No? In it? Out of it? Let me know. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Tickets for the 2015 Bank of the West Classic, August 3rd through the 9th at Stanford University, are on sale now. Once again, the Bay Area will host the world's best women tennis players, including number one and defending champion Serena Williams. Don't miss your chance to see your favorite WTA stars up close. First round tickets start at just $33. Call 1-866-WTA-TIX or go to bankofthewestclassic.com to get your tickets today.
We're talking Bernie Sanders. We're talking Donald Trump, 808-0810. Where do you stand? Have you had enough of the Donald? Well, we'll talk about it right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, keeping the Raiders in Oakland.
We are in the exclusive negotiating period with this developer through September.
It is arguably the last best chance to keep the Raiders in O-Town, and today the clock started on a development called Coliseum City. A development that would include a new football stadium for the Silver and Black, but as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports, the next couple of months are going to be critical.
Developer Floyd Kephart officially submitting his $4.2 billion plan for Coliseum City to Oakland and Alameda County. Today, they will respond back to Kephart with their concerns. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaft.
My first priority is keeping as many sports teams as possible in Oakland, but to also see more economic activity in that part of the city.
In addition to a new stadium for the Raiders, Coliseum City, as it stands now, would have 4,000 homes, a shopping center, a hotel, and major office space.
Trying to decide whether or not we think these numbers are actually realistic.
Well, the British Open belongs to an American. In a four-hole playoff today, Zach Johnson overcame the challenges of St. Andrews in Scotland and challengers Mark Leishman and Louis Oosthuizen. Johnson on winning his second major tournament.
Dreams have been realized and goals accomplished. I'm humbled. I'm honored to be your Open champion and your champion golfer of the year.
American Zach Johnson, winner of the British Open. The California Supreme Court today ruling that couples must live in separate homes in order to keep their income separate keep their income from a spouse during divorce proceedings. The court's ruling clarifies what it means for a couple to separate. The state's community property laws don't apply to spouses after they separate. President Barack Obama today praising the United Nations endorsement of that historic nuclear arms deal with Iraq. It is a deal, as you may know, aimed at slowing Iraq's desire to build a nuclear weapon.
The overwhelming number of countries who not only participated in the deal, but who have observed what's happened, recognize that this is by far our strongest approach to ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon.
Congress now has 60 days to vote on the deal between six nations. Mr. Obama says he will veto any efforts to reject that deal. Back here in California, heavy rains in Southern California this weekend. Not clear if it's part of that El Nino we've been talking about, but it was clearly too much too soon. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Dolores dumped record rain across the state, breaking 11 regional records, including an 1886 July daily rainfall record in L.A.
It was like the heavens opened up.
All of a sudden, we heard these really hard rain.
Flash flooding, mudslides, and the collapse of a bridge 50 miles west of the Arizona border has closed Interstate 10. And we don't get baseball rain delays, much less rain outs here. But this weekend, both the Angels and Padres were postponed due to rain.
Again, that is correspondent Jim Roop.
Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
Well, there you go. Dunkin' Donuts is again heading west. The East Coast staple says it's planning to open 9 stores in the Bay Area by 2017. Actually, the first 2 will come in 2017. Nationwide, the chain hasn't made much of an impression here in the Golden State, but they are going to open stores anyway. The company plans to eventually add 300 Dunkin' Donuts stores in California. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic. And we toss it to our Uber correspondent and the man in charge of tracking all the other driving machines here in the Bay Area, Lee Graham, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the South Bay. This look at traffic is brought to you by UCSF Dental Center. Southbound 85, I have good news. That accident involving a motorcycle is now on the right shoulder. They're getting it all towed away. 85 southbound is beginning to move. Your stop and go, though, still back to Evelyn Avenue. And 237 westbound, the overflow there is improving. Your stop and go still from 85, but only back to West Maud Avenue. El Cerrito, more good news. Eastbound 80 at Central Avenue, they finally got that accident out of the road. It's on the right shoulder. Traffic is relaxing, but still stop and go back to Buchanan. Only slowdowns in the city right now are westbound on the Skyway, and those are minor. Your commute along the Sunol grade, still relaxing. Your stop and go from just before Sheridan up to about Andrade. Have a hard time getting to the dentist? UCSF Dental Center now offers evening dental appointments. See your dentist when it's convenient for you. After work or school, call 415-476-1891 or visit UCSFDentalCenter.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
On the diamond tonight, the A's have the night off. The Giants no score in San Diego in the second against the Padres. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, as you probably know, it was humid around the Bay Area today. We had 80s in Santa Cruz, mid-90s inland. Tomorrow, not as humid, and the temperatures will drop a few degrees, so you can expect highs from the mid-60s to upper 80s. Drier air moves in on Wednesday, and that means cooler temperatures still, highs in the 60s and 80s. And we'll settle into that pattern beginning Thursday, and it's going to carry us through the weekend. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly sunny skies and still pretty toasty weather in most places. The hot spot is Concord, checking in at 85 degrees. It's 81 in Fairfield, 84 in Livermore, 75 in Santa Cruz, 62 in Half Moon Bay, 81 in San Jose. The Direct Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. She's touching my love with me.
No, no. But she loves how I get it to her. Yes, this is the latest from Pit Boy. Pit Bull. With Don Miguelo. Como yo le doy.
It's got that fun summer sound.
Oh, and this is a perfect time with the Latino flair there to talk about Bernie Sanders.
I feel like I want to hear some blender sound effects all of a sudden, you know? Yeah.
So Democrats are pinning their electoral fortunes on African-Americans and Latino voters, but Bernie Sanders... That revolution looks like a lot like Vermont, the second whitest state in the country. And to come out, you know, to come out of the box and be competitive and challenge Hillary, Bernie's got to do something he's never had to do before. And that's really, you know, reach beyond the kind of post-racial political message he honed in his home state and connect with voters who don't really like him. So far, he seems to be coming up short. I haven't even seen him engaging the black community, according to some people. Let me see here. This, nor am I hearing any chatter about him, said Rick Wade, Obama for America's African-American vote director. Black voters don't know him. So they were at this, I guess it's a bloggers conference in Phoenix over the weekend. And, of course, Hillary didn't show up. Does she have a gearbox, by the way? Does she have a gearbox? In that pantsuit, does it ever engage? Is there a first gear or second gear? Can someone make her move?
I was like, what's a gearbox?
Besides, I like parades. She has nothing else to say. I like parades. Except you have the media behind a rope line like they're 5 years old. What are you doing?
So this was the...
One's as bad as the other this weekend. So anyway, so let's get to it. So Martin O'Malley, who is the governor of the state of Maryland, or he was former governor of Maryland, he, who is also mounting a liberal challenge to Clinton, participated in this panel at this conference and took questions on, and then did this online interview, this show, This Week in Blackness. Well, it got ugly. So first, let me play for you. We have a soundbite from O'Malley. Here we go.
This issue is so important. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter.
Did you hear that at the very end? Somebody goes, really?
Really? Okay, so...
That was not the room to kind of say that in.
No, and then that's the mild part. There was, you know, absolute disruption.
It was chaos.
And the place went into meltdown because he said, white lives matter too. All lives matter because of what Martin O'Malley said.
But they were screaming and chanting before that, and he was just trying to be heard. I don't know. So Netroots Nation held this. I don't know why no one in the audience, and a lot of people came early to get a good seat, would let these speakers speak. For the most part, as opposed to the GOP, they are on your side. The fella, we were watching the video, by the way, I guess is Jose Antonio Vargas.
Okay, yeah, so he was the moderator.
And he had trouble even doing
Absolutely.
That. It was a mess.
No, because the audience wouldn't let him moderate.
Yes, the audience wouldn't let him moderate.
Right. They were just, you know, they came there with an agenda. It was the Black Lives Matter. But God forbid Martin O'Malley stand up there. You know what? Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. And then the place went ape poop. Okay? That's before Bernie even came out. Of course, Hillary in her pantsuit didn't show up. Probably was a good idea this time around. But so then Bernie had to come out and try to calm them down. Here's one clip from Bernie.
Shall I continue or leave?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
That's Jose okay, Antonio Garza.
Listen, I don't have black lives, of course, matter. And I spent 50 years of my life fighting for civil rights and for dignity. But if you don't want me to be here, that's okay.
So he almost left. He almost got up and left. And by the way, he's been, you know, a civil rights activist for the last 50 years.
Yeah, so I don't know why everybody feels like they're holding his feet to the fire.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you let him explain what he did in the 60s? But everybody just want to, just
they just went bananas. And I didn't even want to play some of the, you know, a lot of it because there's so many curse words with these people who came there with this Black Lives Matter agenda, screaming foul language, this, that, and the other. I mean, it just broke out into total chaos. I'm thinking, oh, my God, please. This is the wrong side. Why? I mean.
And, you know, I don't know the average age
Hillary,
of that room.
Hillary gets it. The Democrats get it. You know, we get it. The liberals mm-hmm. get it.
But I'm going to guess the age of that room was younger, Netroots Nation.
I would think so. So they didn't know Bernie's past. Let's face it. Bernie's older. 808-0810
but
is the number.
Listen, smarty pants, you know, Google it, right? Come on, you guys. You might
well,
want to.
They have smartphones. Yeah, maybe
look the guy up
that.
Before you start screaming at him about what he's going to do and his
the
record.
Way, Martin O'Malley, okay, maybe it wasn't the political correct thing to say. But, you know, do we have to be PC 100% of the time? So he said, black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. And then, as I said, the room erupted. And they had to, like, stop it for a while until Bernie came out. Then you heard him. He almost walked out. 808-0810. He says, I wish I could tell you I had a magical formula to how to end racism. I mean, you know, it's gone on in this country before it was America, Sanders said. Let me just say this, because I'm older than you. You're impatient, and you should be impatient. But if you were here, standing here 30 years ago, and somebody said, you know, I think in 2008, the United States of America will elect an African-American president. You know what people in this room would have said? They would have said, you are crazy. You're a crazy man. You know, this will never happen because America has too much racist baggage. But it happened. But right now, you're being impatient. But we have to make progress in this country. Not enough is being made. All right, so, you know, so... 808-0810. Are we ready to go here? Let's roll. Okay. 808. I'm going to play the other cut from Bernie, then we'll take your calls. 808-0810.
I wish I could tell you that I had a magical formula on how to end racism. It's gone on in this country from before it was America. And we've just got to figure out the goal, I think, that we all share. I would hope that all decent-minded Americans share, is how do we create a society which ends discrimination? How do we best deal with racism in America?
Yes. So is it the end of the world because Martin O'Malley, who was the first speaker, said, you know, white lives matter, all lives matter? And he added those two lines along with Black Lives Matter. I mean, good God, it makes my head want to explode. It really does. Okay, let's see. Let's take a call, and then we'll go to the other side. 808-0810. Good evening.
Peter in Davis is on the line.
Peter, you're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Drex. This is Peter from Davis. And I wanted to make a quick connection between the Bernie Sanders story and what the previous caller at the end of the last segment was saying about Donald Trump.
Yep.
And that is, the connection is the extreme anger and unreasonable outrage of pretty much everybody in this country right now.
Yeah, no, I agree and with you. We're going off the rails.
The problem is that, like the guy was saying in the last segment, once you have that kind of an atmosphere, it's a very fertile ground for a demagogue like Trump to grab their imagination. And I really think everybody look out, or had better look out, because that Hitler also started with people laughing at him and saying how unreasonable he was and how nothing could ever come of it.
Yeah, that made me a little uncomfortable, a little squeamish when he started walking down the Hitler path. As I said on the air, before this happened, my father, who is hardcore right wing, brought up all of everything that is going on with Obama. He doesn't like the Iran deal. He goes to Swift Boat with Kerry and all of this. I'm like, oh, my goodness, please, let's get over there. Are you done talking politics now? Because let's stop and we'll talk about family. But what he says about Donald Trump is, look, the man speaks his mind and people so want to hear it, whether they like it or not.
Yes. And, you know, demagogues aren't right-wing or left-wing. Look at Huey Long in our history. Demagogues are in a space of their own, and what they do is they set fires with the anger and hatred of the populace, and that transcends parties. And when you get somebody like that, you're in for a lot of trouble if you don't learn from history. And that's the comparison with Hitler. It's not that there's any concentration camps right now, but it can happen here. And bad things can happen here, and we're in a very, very inflammatory period.
Well, and don't you know it's the truth? Doesn't history always repeat itself?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a bad reputation for that. Thank you very much for the call, and have a good week. Okay, 808-0810 is the number. I got to take a break. If you want to weigh in on Sanders and all of that chaos, my God, somebody said white lives matter, too. End of the world. All lives matter. And then Trump with his whole thing, you know, he's no hero. He got caught. I prefer people who didn't get caught during the war. Jeez. Four deferments later. Deferments later for Trump. Unbelievable. 808-0810. We'll be back. Let's check in with Lee Graham and see how the commute is going.
Thank you, Drex. In the city, I think I spoke too soon when I said things were looking great on the Skyway. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. Actually, you got a stalled vehicle on 80 eastbound just as you get onto the lower deck, and it's in the low lane, and that's got you stop and go back to about 2nd Street. El Cerrito, eastbound 80 at Central Avenue. That accident just about gone entirely. Only minor slowdowns just before Central. Mountain View, southbound 101, a possible stalled vehicle just before Ellis Street. Now, that's got you stop and go back to just before 85. Southbound 85 at Fremont, that accident is just practically all gone as well. Only minor slowdowns back to about 237. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
Once upon a time, a man walks into a corner store. He's greeted with a profound question.
What can I get you?
He utters the inevitable words.
Deluxe Heaven's Playbook, please.
The man looks deeply into its glossy pages and scratches a game filled with priceless rubies. He turns the page.
and beholds five more games.
Wow.
Start your own Scratcher story with the Deluxe Sevens Playbook by the California Lottery and get lost in six pages of Scratchers. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear the Tax Planning Hour right here on KGO 810.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
Now at the Home Depot, get the Kidde Remote Link Monitor for just $99. It works with your existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. Nothing more to buy, no more monthly fees. If an alarm triggers anywhere in your house, it alerts you through your smartphone or tablet wherever you are. It's as simple and easy and affordable as that. Let's do this. The Kidde Remote Link Monitor, only $99 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I know you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for
real. Oh, it's going down all right. What a weekend for politics. First, Donald Trump saying John McCain is not a war hero. If you missed it, he said, because he was a POW during Vietnam. He said, you know, he's not a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured, okay? I can tell you that. And then Martha Raddatz had him on ABC this week, this morning, or yesterday morning, and he refused. He refused to apologize.
No, not at all. Actually, if you look at Cheryl Atkinson's report last night, 4 times she said, I said perfectly, I said whatever it was, and it was absolutely fine. And she thought the press was covering me very, very unfairly, and she stated that strongly, and I respect her as a reporter. I'm very disappointed in John McCain because the vets are horribly treated in this country. I'm fighting for the vets. I've done a lot for the vets, and the vets, I've been going around in the campaign trail. They're treated like third-class citizens. He's done nothing to help the vets. And I will tell you, they are living in hell.
Okay, so that's as close as we get to an apology for Senator John McCain. You know, I mean, his own party, obviously, saying things like he's not a war hero when he was a POW.
So if you think they're
years and years and was tortured. You know, this Senator McCain cannot even put his hands above his head because he was tortured and beaten so bad.
Yeah. So if you think vets are treated so horribly, this would be you kicking them while they're down.
808-0810.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I. You gotta. You got. I. He. Look. he wears his heart on his sleeve. So he really had an opportunity. He should have immediately said, I misspoke. You don't let this fester.
You will and never then, hear that man say that.
That's right. 808-0810. This is why people love him, though. This is why people love him. But I was just really
that.
Thinking when I heard this Sunday, I just thought, you know what? He crossed the line. Apparently, there are people who think that he didn't. 808-0810. Dave in Sacramento, you're on the Drex Radio Show.
How you doing? I got a good point. Let me finish my last point, by the way. Okay. You know something? I just want to get that out here that I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I'm not a Republican. I love Bernie Sanders. I'm a huge Bernie Sanders fan. And I talked to Bill Press on a show with Bernie Sanders as a guest. So I know Bernie Sanders.
Awesome.
He's a great guy. But let me make my point. I am so happy that Donald Trump is putting these Republicans in their place. You know, saying he doesn't have to apologize to John McCain. I'm getting sick and tired of people saying that because it's a POW that you need to apologize. He doesn't have to apologize squat. As far as I'm concerned, take his money, take all his credit cards, but leave one credit card so that way you can put all these clowns on an airplane to Zimbabwe where they belong. That's all I got to say.
All right,
okay,
David.
You know, I'm not sure. Thank you,
Dave. So he put them in their place. I don't know. I think he's taking them all into outer space.
By the way, on to his point, Jeb Bush called him slanderous. Lindsey Graham called him stupid. Rick Perry called him disgraceful. And Marco Rubio called him offensive.
I love this.
And then the rest of them had no comment because they're afraid. Listen. There's a lot of that going on in the Republican Party. They are afraid.
I love the words that have been traded over the weekend. Crazies, dummy, and stupid. Good job, GOP. You're looking really awesome.
Well, then we had our own chaos with Bernie Sanders and all of that meltdown at that
But
conference.
He never called somebody a name like, you doo-doo head, mic drop, I'm out of here.
He almost did walk out. You got to give him credit for that. All right, let's get on to Ashley Madison. We got a lot of show to get to tonight. So Ashley Madison, the whole theme. If you haven't heard of this website,
Enlighten us. Well, then
you probably never heard of Tinder either, or Grindr. Life is short. Have an affair. This is a site where people go to cheat. That's what they do. Okay, but they were hacked over the weekend. And these people called, I think it's called the Impact Team. They're threatening to spill the beans. We'll talk about it next after we check in with the news department with John Libertini. Coming up on KGO 810.
California rocks, and we all love living here. But it rocks with earthquakes, too. I'm Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority, with a reminder that your home insurance does not cover earthquake damage. You need a separate earthquake policy. Consider this. If your home is badly damaged, how will you rebuild? If you need temporary housing, who will pay? CEA Earthquake Insurance can give you peace of mind. So learn more at CaliforniaRocks.com and choose the coverage option that's right for you. Get the strength to rebuild at CaliforniaRocks.com.
Post-date. Photography and Inherited History in India. An exhibition now at the San Jose Museum of Art. 9 South Asian artists explore the legacy of photography in India, inspired by everything from historical studio portraits to Bollywood film stills. These artists take history into their own hands. Come see the exhibition the Wall Street Journal called a don't miss. Post-date at the San Jose Museum of Art. Now through August the 2nd. See what you think at sanjosemuseumofart.org.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. 3 rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for 3 rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Now at the Home Depot, get the Kidde Remote Link Monitor for just $99. It works with your existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. Nothing more to buy, no more monthly fees. If an alarm triggers anywhere in your house, it alerts you through your smartphone or tablet wherever you are. It's as simple and easy and affordable as that. Let's do this. The Kidde Remote Link Monitor, only $99 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Dry rot is a big problem in our homes, and some painting contractors cut corners by painting right over it instead of informing the homeowner. Greg Kuzmicki, owner of Solidarity Painting, a Diamond Certified company, recommends that you protect yourself by being your own dry rot detective.
Push your finger into the siding and into the trim. If you have a nail, just kind of stick it in, and if it's soft, then you just have dry rot. The only thing is you have to go on the upper levels and check along your roof lines and all those areas.
For expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
News, traffic, weather, sports, plus the latest financial updates. Get it all right here on the Bay Area